Trying to predict successful wide local excision, firstly by looking at the unidimensional diameter of the lesion on mammography, which actually was pretty unsuccessful. We did find that if you looked at the bidimensional product, so just multiply the diameter in one dimension by the diameter at 90 degrees, that was a much better predictor of successful excision. It's not rocket science. It's presumably this reflects the volume of DCIS present, which is more likely to be a better predictor of successful excision than just a unidimensional diameter. The other interesting thing from this paper was that the actual cutoff point was higher for high-grade DCIS than for low-grade. That is presumably because in high-grade DCIS, the calcification more often tells you what is there, where with low and intermediate grade, the amount that calcifies is often incomplete. So there may well be more DCIS there than we can see.